time for another exciting edition of Lick Us and Win.
Lick it up.
All right, here it goes. Double Power Hour, another edition with heterosexual Anderson Cooper. He's at the studio with us today. He wants to get in and get his sleeves rolled up and do the rock and roll history, because last week he was showboating through. He's like, you guys are such idiots. You guys are dumb, man. I know all these questions. So now he's in the studio.
I was a little more PC than that. I just wanted to know. I said that you were educationally challenged.
Yes. Thank you for being so kind.
Yes.
All right, so we'll do a couple more. We got 400 tickets. Show's going to happen July 29th over at the Ironstone Vineyard Amphitheater. We got Ray with a rock and roll question. Give Curtis a good one, Ray. Lick him and win.
All right, Curtis. Here you go. Rush recorded a song only on Exit Stage Left. They did not record it on any other album. What song is that?
Oh. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
It would never hit another album. I know quite a bit about Rush. I actually saw them in like the San Diego Sports Arena when they opened up for Aerosmith a few
years. Wow, what year? 74, 73?
Yeah, 73-ish, 74, somewhere around there. I don't know that one. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Wow. What is it?
It's an acoustic song by Alex Lifeson called Bruin's Bane.
Wow.
They had, I think they talked about that on that recent documentary that they did too. I think I saw something, but I wouldn't have remembered that name. Good one.
All right, hang on. We'll get you in. And so you know, Curtis Johnson watches lots and lots of documentaries, not only rock and roll, but I mean, you'll watch and geek out just about anything historical, won't you?
I love American Pickers, by the way. I heard you on your way in.
Fantastic
love
show.
Love that show.
Yeah.
Even turning my son onto that show.
It's a great show.
It's a wonderful show.
I love listening to old folks talk.
Yeah, appreciate that. Yeah, a lot of people don't know this. When we get off the air, Curtis and I, what we do is we go down to a corner store and we sit on a porch and we play checkers.
It's awesome.
Let's go to Derek. Derek, lick us and win. You got rock and roll.
All right, so this is for Joe. It's a foreign history question.
Okay.
The capital of Turkey, Istanbul, used to be known as a different name, named after an old Roman emperor. What's the original name of Istanbul?
It was named after an old Roman emperor. Give me the first letter of it. The first letter of his name.
That's going to help.
Joe. Constantinople.
Is it really?
Yes.
I'm going to turn to Curtis for this one.
Give us the answer again, Curtis.
Constantinople.
Wow.
Is that true, sir?
The question was really for Joe.
Yeah, Curtis got it. No way.
On the lifeline.
Yeah, he's allowed to be called in on lifeline on today's program.
Yes, nicely done. He got some Ford trivia. Woo! Nicely done. Yeah, we could use Curtis around here more often.
That guy is smart.
Hey, does a lot more good in here on Lick Us and Win than he does in there doing whatever the hell else he does all day.
I'm going to use that for my lifeline.
Don't let people in on that. I just play solitaire all day on the computer in my office. And I'm working.
Another rock and roll question. One more. Dustin, it's rock and roll. Give it to Curtis. What do you got? Lick Us and Win.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, I'll include you on it too, Doug. Okay. I've been meaning to call in for a while with this one for you. What was the name of the rock and roll band on The Muppet Show? Included Animal, if you remember those guys.
Oh, yeah.
That's another TV one. That's not really a...
maybe not quite one. So fair, but curious if you got it there.
Their band had a name?
Yeah, it had the name. I could see the name. It's actually, I know it's not a rock and roll question, a stereotypical rock and roll question, but it's pretty good. Give me the first letter.
D.
Were they dangerous? Were they dangerous toys? Dangerous?
No.
God, it's been so long. Nothing, Curtis? You got nothing on this either?
I tapped out on that one, yeah. The
Dynamite?
Oh, I could see it with the lights behind the kit and everything. What is it?
It was Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem.
There you go, Dr. Teeth. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, all right.
I'd have never got that.
We're going to stop right there. We'll do more rounds coming up. Curtis Johnson,
yes.
Sacramento Legends, rock and roll icon. Will you come back? Will you join us again for more rounds?
Yeah, no, that was fun.
He got yours, too, though. He got that question about the...
I welcome that. I welcome help in foreign history.
I don't know why you picked that category. More rounds coming up. We got the 400 tickets, plus more cash, 25 minutes away. Here's Blondie.